It is absolute chaos among MAGA Republicans in the House of Representatives. Former Speaker of the House, who was ousted by MAGA Republicans, the spineless Kevin McCarthy, gave an interview. It was on C-SPAN, where he said the reason he's not Speaker right now is because MAGA Republican Matt Gaetz may have slept with a 17-year-old. This is Kevin McCarthy calling out MAGA Republican Matt Gaetz for sleeping with a 17-year-old, or possibly doing so. Play this clip.
So was it this? You made a lot of concessions in negotiations.
No, I didn't. Okay.
Is that
Let's get to the bottom of that. Such a misnomer in life. Let me give you the truth about that now. And I'll give you the truth why I'm not Speaker. It's because one person, a member of Congress, wanted me to stop an ethics complaint because he slept with a 17-year-old. An ethics complaint that started before I ever became Speaker, and that's illegal, and I'm not going to get in the middle. Did he do it or not? I don't know. But an ethics is looking at it. There's other people in jail because of it. And he wanted me to influence it.
Then we go to the current Speaker of the House, MAGA Mike Johnson, equally spineless, perhaps even more weird. And here, MAGA Mike Johnson says that Marjorie Taylor Greene refuses to acknowledge him or talk to him. Sounds like a good thing to me. Play the clip.
Yeah, what about, as it relates to Marjorie Taylor Greene real quick, so you've reached out, but she's not returning your calls or something along those lines?
We exchanged text messages over the break multiple times and told her that I really would love to visit by phone or at her convenience, and she said she wasn't interested in that.
Okay. You know.
Then Marjorie Taylor Greene gave a speech where she talked about if it was her way, there would have been a successful coup, but she didn't get her way. Play this clip.
If I had it my way, we would have impeached him a long time ago. Actually, if I had it my way, we would have been successful in our objection on January 6th, and he wouldn't even be president.
Folks, this is what they are messaging right now. All of this has happened over the past 24 to 48 hours or so. All of this is going down right now. Here, by the way, is Ken Buck, a former Republican Congress member, very conservative, but who resigned because he wants nothing to do with this total clown show that is the MAGA Republicans. This is what a real conservative looks like, someone I disagree with vehemently on policy, but he's a law professor like I'm a law professor. He understands the importance of our Constitution and our democracy. In the good old days, someone like Ken Buck and I would have a debate about policy, but now with MAGA, it is all about the cult of Donald Trump.
You've worked with her more recently. Does what he say add up to you at all? And
well, I think Kevin is much more experienced talking to Marjorie about policy than I do, first of all. Secondly, my experience with Marjorie is people have talked to her about not filing articles of impeachment on President Biden before he was sworn into office, on not filing articles of impeachment that were groundless on other individuals in the Biden administration. And she was never moved by that. She was always focused on her social media account. And Moscow Marjorie is focused now on this Ukraine issue and getting her talking points from the Kremlin and making sure that she is popular and she is getting a lot of coverage.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene just keeps on ripping MAGA Mike Johnson. Play this clip.
You saw what happened last fall, this being a chaotic 22 days and beyond and unable to get behind another speaker. Are you worried about chaos in the middle of an election year?
Well, of course I'm worried about chaos in an election year. Mike Johnson has put us into chaos. Do you realize that all of my colleagues had to go back to their districts and campaign on the fact that our Republican elected speaker passed the Biden agenda, that he funded the Department of Justice that has 91 federal indictments against President Trump, that he funded the FBI that raided Mar-a-Lago.
And then, of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene goes on right-wing media. Steve Bannon, who's being prosecuted for felonies out of New York and has already been convicted in federal court in Washington, D.C. of obstructing congressional proceedings and contempt, rather, of not showing up to a subpoena. But here is Marjorie Taylor Greene spewing Putin talking points. Play the clip.
But let's talk about what this really is, Steve. This is a war on Christianity. The Ukrainian government is attacking Christians. The Ukrainian government is executing priests. Russia is not doing that. They're not attacking Christianity. As a matter of fact, they seem to be protecting it. So that's something else that's clear and obvious to many people that are looking closely at what's going on.
Marjorie Taylor Greene explodes, saying that MAGA Mike Johnson has surrendered to Joe Biden. And now MAGA Mike actually working for Joe Biden and the Democrats. These people are so insane. Play this clip.
This is an outrage. This is not the leadership that we would expect from any of our Republican leaders. This is not the type of leadership that our own elected Republican Speaker of the House should be leading by. This is the leadership of a uniparty speaker, or worse, this is the leadership of a Democrat speaker. And the Democrats are thrilled with Mike Johnson. He has absolutely done their bidding, Steve.
The older I get, the more I find myself wanting to be more intentional about the way I live, what I eat, and how I take care of my body. Mosh is a company founded by Maria Shriver and her son Patrick Schwarzenegger with a simple mission to create conversation about brain health through food, education, and research. Maria's father suffered from Alzheimer's, and since then, she and Patrick have dedicated themselves to finding ways to help other families dealing with this debilitating disease. Mosh joined forces with the world's top scientists and functional nutritionists to go beyond your average protein bar with six delicious flavors. Each Mosh bar has 12 grams of protein and is made with ingredients that support brain health like ashwagandha, lion's mane, collagen, and omega-3s. They also have a line of plant-based protein bars in three delicious flavors. But here's the best part to make you feel good. Mosh donates a portion of all proceeds from your order to fund gender-based brain health research through the Women's Alzheimer's Movement. Why gender-based? Two-thirds of all Alzheimer's patients are women. Mosh is working closely to close the gap between women and men's health research. The Mosh bars are incredibly delicious. They are my favorite. Is the peanut butter crunch. Now I eat my Mosh bar in the morning for breakfast, and it's the perfect way to kickstart my morning. I'm always carrying around my Mosh bars. The Mosh bars travel super well and always make for the best pre-workout meal for me. If you want to find ways to give back to others and fuel your body and your brain, Mosh bars are the perfect choice for you. Head to moshlife.com/Midas to save 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count trial pack. That's 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count trial pack at moshlife.com/Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S. Thank you, Mosh, for sponsoring this episode. And Marjorie Taylor Greene then started posting videos of herself lifting weights. And, you know, she wanted to, it's like some weird video. It no offense to Dragon Ball Z, because I like that growing up, but it's like she has like a weird video of her and like lights. And she's like doing CrossFit and her form is just so horrible. And then she says that she should be thrown out of Congress. She gave an interview with Tucker and saying that she and all of the Republicans should just be thrown out. Oh, okay, Marjorie, sounds good. Deal, bet, we'll do it.
Oh yeah, the American people have far more power than I have, and I'm a member of Congress. If they literally hold our government accountable and stand up and say, enough of this, and I think they should throw out every single elected official. I'm not kidding. Every one of us should be thrown out. This government is a failure to the American people.
Marjorie Taylor Greene then posted, so far we have had uniparty leadership under Speaker Johnson that has passed Biden's destructive Democrat agenda with overwhelming Democrat support. If this is the future, if the Republican Party after Trump, our Republican voters will abandon us. I will not allow this. That's what Marjorie Taylor Greene is posting. And she's been sending letters to her colleagues telling her to topple MAGA Mike Johnson and bring MAGA Mike Johnson down, saying that MAGA Mike Johnson is actually a secret Democrat and he works for President Biden, and that MAGA Mike is trying to help President Biden win re-election. That's what Marjorie Taylor Greene and MAGA's in the House of Representatives are saying. Kevin McCarthy's statement that I showed you at the outset of this video got an immediate reaction from MAGA Republican Matt Gaetz, who says, Kevin McCarthy is a liar. That's why he is no longer speaker. Just ask the 224 people who voted to remove him. Then Matt Gaetz also posted, no wonder he quit Congress. He cares more about Ukraine than America. It's the state of the MAGA Republican Party. Here is some other Republicans, though, who are pushing back on Marjorie Taylor Greene's effort to oust MAGA Mike Johnson. And what some of them are saying is that being the Speaker of the House is the hardest job that exists. They go, even Jesus could not handle being Speaker of the House. Why are these people so weird? Why are they so weird? Why are they just so freaking weird? Play the clip.
It's an impossible job. The Lord Jesus himself could not manage this conference or this conference. You just can't do it.
I think Mike Johnson is a great human. He doesn't lie like the last guy.
I think people don't like dysfunction. So that's not good for our side. And with a one-seat majority, it doesn't only take a couple people to create dysfunction.
I think Speaker Johnson is working his guts out, doing the best he can with a lot of feral cats.
And then let me show you this. This is from a Democratic Congress member, Raja Krishnamoorthy, and he talks about what would happen if the speaker brought Ukraine aid to the floor, because now you've got the, of course, the MAGA Republicans trying to block any aid to Ukraine because Donald Trump wants to help Vladimir Putin. Here, play the clip.
It does raise a larger issue as to what is going to happen to Speaker Johnson. Do you think his job is safe at this point? Would you back an effort to rescue him if Marjorie Taylor Greene brings a motion to vacate to the House floor?
Look, if Speaker Johnson brings Ukraine aid to the floor and other aid packages to the floor and does the right thing, and then Marjorie Taylor Greene seeks to remove him or moves to remove him, I think that Democrats would join in a motion to kill such a maneuver because he should not be punished for doing the right thing.
Folks, this is the state of the Republican Party right now. And as I've said, I really look forward to the days where we can debate policy and have normal conversations. That's why you may be a Republican. Why? There's so many Republicans and actual conservatives who watch this network. And there are so many progressives and liberals and independents. And people go, I don't really know what I am politically. I just know that this stuff is weird. And I just want some competent, normal people in the government. Please, yeah, me too. I just want competent, normal people. When I look at what these MAGA Republicans are doing every time, I'm just like, this is bad, weird, and strange, and dangerous. And I don't want these people making decisions over the life of my life and my family and your family and our community and our country and our world. These people are out of control. I wouldn't want these people near me. I wouldn't want these people to be anywhere near being my neighbor. I wouldn't want to run into these people at the supermarket. Thank you for watching. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million together.
Real quick, Meta just changed their algorithm to suppress political content. Please follow our Instagram @MidasTouch right now as we head towards 400,000 followers so you don't miss a beat.